This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Open site around. We were closed there for a little bit. Now we're open. Oh, yeah. There we go. Got it. Welcome. We are open, as you just heard. Got a 1-inch air impact gun turning that close sign around to open. Welcome to Auto World, into the Greasy Garage Studio, live from Boise, Idaho. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along with you. I'm a gentleman, first and foremost, that love cars, trucks, anything that, I guess, my whole life has been what makes it tick. Tear it apart and let's find out. You know how you tell a good mechanic. It's an Auto World tip for each and every one of you right now. You might say to yourself, or you're saying, well, Mark, I know what a good mechanic is. I just go to the shop, the repair shop, and they fix it. And they give me a bill, or they take my credit card number, and it's fixed. Okay, how'd you find the automotive repair shop? A lot of story there. You could probably talk to me for a full hour. How do you find a good mechanic is memorization with the mechanic. No, not you, but the mechanic. See, back in the day, when I first started, I didn't realize how hard it was to hire and find good mechanics myself as a shop owner operator. So I finally learned, though, how to do it is I want to interview you and your tools. And then I want you to take that lawnmower right there, that one-cylinder lawnmower, and tear it apart. Come on out. Here it is. Here's the bench. Bring your tools tomorrow. Tear it apart. They said, oh, no problem. So they'd come out, and they'd tear that lawnmower engine apart. And they said, am I hired? And I said, no, you got to come back tomorrow and put it back together. What? Yeah. Memorization. And they had to sleep on it, too. And that's how I, as a shop owner-operator, found out how to hire or find good mechanics. Sleep on it, you forget, don't you? I do. I really do. I tear it apart and you come back the next day. Come back at 2 o'clock, please. Bring your tools, or you just want to leave your tools here. And they'd say, I'll just leave my tools here. And they'd lock them up and hopefully, you know, they were hoping and wishing and praying and all that the toolbox would stay for that job because I paid really good. I paid a commission, and a salary to boot to fix everybody's car. They'd come back and yeah, it didn't take, but some of the guys, it didn't take them very long to put it back together and it did run and you're hired. Well, guess who hired them? The lawnmower. Anyway, going back to memory lane, this is Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio, and that's how you find a good mechanic. Look for the little blue star in the window. ASE, Automotive Service Excellence. That's who I am. I'm here for you each and every week here in Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio to help you figure out, find out, why? How comes? How much? Why is that this? Why is it that way? Why is my light on? How come I don't have a light? Should I drive this thing off a cliff? What model should I buy? Where should I sell? See, the questions just go on and on and on. Why is my Tesla screen, the touch screen in the center, black and not working, Mark? Yes, a couple weeks back, I did talk about Consumer Reports, the best reliable cars. Now, if you didn't get the chance to tune in for that show and you're tuning in right now, I do appreciate it. I'm very proud for you and me to have you join me in the Greasy Garage Studio for sure this week because I've got these stinky old overalls on sitting in my Dodge Viper seat and I stink like a burnt turkey. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. My turkey did drive that Mustang fast to get that whipped cream on that big pie, though. Oh, yeah. Good pumpkin pie. Oh, that tastes good. It smelled a lot better than these overalls, I'll tell you that. But overall, truthfully, this is the best way to get fixed is to forget it all, sit back and relax, take a breather right now. No mask needed here at Auto World, but I do recommend you throw a breath mint in. Please, because you don't have a mask on. And safety glasses, putting them on. Could be a bumpy ride. Might ride. You might go ahead and grab those steel-toed boots, too. Because this hour of Auto World, we're going to get to a trivia question that I just got answered through an email. And they're right. So I got a good gift we're going to share. Not only that, we're going to read the email and find out what the trivia question is, the email. But also, I have got the Auto World little car fact for you this hour. It has something to do with a locomotive. They were here first. So we're going to highlight that. But this is a car. It has something to do with locomotive. You'll find out about that a little bit later. And what happened on this day in automotive history? It has something to do with an automobile race. Yes. And I heard rumors on the break before the show started that Delivering David is in the neighborhood. And when he's in the neighborhood, that means only one thing for this studio. He's going to barge probably in here. He's going to rob my popcorn that's to the left of me. Smear grease all. No, he's going to probably bring us some unbelievable news that you only will hear on Auto World. What is Auto World, you ask, if you're a first-time listener? Auto World is an interactive, informative, all-things automotive show, folks. We do of course, the Auto World little car fact. Shout-outs, the word of the day. I have trivia throughout each and every hour. Recalls to help you with making sure that you're not, you know, driving around a bomb. Literally. You know, getting right down to maybe the rear latch on the back tail lift gate could be broken. And you don't even know it. We like to do the Did You Know segments. Auto World tips. We do, of course, industrial designer leaders, presidents, VPs, engineers, interviews, yeah. And I like that question of the week segment. Fast facts, of course. What is it? Oh, there's so many. I even share birthdays with you. And I like to share even your birthday. Did you buy yourself a new car, a new automobile for your birthday this year? Happy birthday. If you had a birthday, if a belated birthday to each and every one of you. If you did, share it with us here on Auto World. The phone number since 1992 here in Auto World is 855-660-4261. Now my email is good, 29,000 hours a day, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. All one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And with that said, let's back up that bus. Beep, 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 beep. Because the email is good all the time. Right here, right now, live, and through the week. Because when you're listening, and you might be on a delay station, some of you, some of the affiliates are taking us delayed because that's what works, okay? If it works, it works, and that's what it's about, is working correctly. Now, if you're calling and you can't get with us and it's delayed, no problem. Remember, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I'll answer your questions, and we'll get you in there. And I've had a lot of correspondence here this last week with a lot of you actually thanking and wishing me a happy Thanksgiving. And same back to each and every one of you. Holidays is coming. Hopefully you're getting your decorations all lined out for your car and your truck that you're driving. You got to have a wreath on the front of that big Dodge truck, don't you? Chevrolet truck, maybe a Ford truck. I hope you do. Hope you do. Get that done. Get a big, huge green wreath on there. Hey, let's do this, or go to the emails again real quick, because last year I was talking about the slug bug, and I got a couple emails I want to share with you that came in. Looks like Julie, she says, when we played slug bug, we called out the color also, besides what it was, but we hollered the color out. It was like the license plate game where you called out the state to keep someone else from using it. Okay, Julie, thank you. Appreciate it. I don't know where she's listening to us from or what state, but thank you for being with us. And here's another one from Carol. Carol says, slide over baby was one that the driver swerved hard to do a favor for the guy in the back seat. Guess he and his date weren't wearing a seatbelt. Okay, I haven't done that one. Wear your seatbelt, so. Okay. When we come back, we're going to get to what happened on this day in automotive history. I'm Mark Evans. With a lot of popcorn, and I hope you get some too. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
To have you along, everybody, here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm broadcasting live from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. Good to have you along. Got this trivia question answered, so let's do that question real quick. In what year were the windshield washers offered? We had one emailer
I guess 1940. Well, this gentleman says 1935 was the year for the windshield washers to be offered, and you're absolutely right, Roy. And Roy, thank you for letting us know where you're listening to us from. Down, up, shout out time.
Shout out.
Shout out to one of our great affiliates, KNNR 1400 AM in Nevada, Reno Sparks. Oh yeah, got a horn honk, yeah man. Good shout out, KNNR 14 AM, Reno Sparks, Sun Valley, Carson City, Nevada. Good to have each and every one of you along. I actually bought some automobile goodies down in Carson City out of a little shop. I'm heading back to get more. They got a pedal car that I want to get my hands on. He guessed 1935. Yes, you're absolutely right. Got some great gifts for you. To go along with that, the first car to offer those windshield washers, what was it? It was a British Triumph. Huh. I would have never thought it would have been a Triumph, but it was a British Triumph back in 1935. And let's salute the windshield washers. I hate having sewage on my windshield. I can't see on my windscreen when they're dirty. And don't you just hate the... the metal, the wiper blades making that noise. Hate it. It's horrible. My God, it's horrible. Here on Auto World, you never know what will happen, but the teletype could go off at any second. And, of course, we're going to get to what happened on this day in automotive history in a little bit. And all that Auto World little car fact. Now, hang on to your horsepower. A locomotive train has something to do with this Auto World little car fact. How about cyber sale? Whoop, teletype's going off. Every once in a while we have a teletype going off here in Auto World Studio. You never know what's going to come in. It's pretty long, lengthy this week. We haven't seen the teletype come alive for a long, long time, but it is alive today. See, I got half of it here. Good. It's always something fresh and good. Oh, my God, there it is. Awesome. Thank you. And the teletype, that thing is unbelievable what it's hooked to. It's an old, old, old machine, but it still works. And it just brought us in some great news about the 2021 Mustang, the Mach-E, meets targeted EPA estimate range, folks. Yep, got the real numbers here. Today, Ford announced the United States Environmental Protection Agency has certified the range numbers for the several Mustangs, the all-electric 2021 Mustang Mach-Es. Ford has met all its targets for the EPA estimate range, so this is true facts. This is true numbers. So if you want to know what the Ford Mustang E is doing, the range, I'm going to report it right here, right now. The premium extended range rear-wheel drive Mustang Mach-E meets its targeted EPA estimate range of 300 miles. That's not too bad, because those things are fast. While the extended range of all-wheel drive models, all-wheel drive, first one's rear-wheel drive, 300 miles, the all-wheel drive model meets its targeted EPA estimate of 270-mile range. A little bit less, about 30 miles less, but it's an all-wheel drive. What? I said an all-wheel drive Ford Mustang Mach-E. Wow. 2021. Standard range rear-wheel drive Mustang Mach-E meets the targeted EPA estimate range of 230 miles. That's the range that you can go when you get done plugging it in. While the standard range all-wheel drive model exceeds a 210 miles targeted range with an EPA estimated range of 211. So then you get one more mile. That's okay. So, with that said, you've got the all-wheel drive and the rear-wheel drive. So, the all-wheel drive, would you buy one? Would you buy an all-wheel drive Mustang? I would, yes. And would you buy a new Mach-E electric EV Mustang rear-wheel drive? Yes, I would. See, it didn't take me long to answer it. But your standard targeted in writing, inset in gold right here, right now, printed into a hubcap from the United States Environmental Protection Agency said that the standard range for the rear-wheel drives is 300. The standard range is 210 for the all-wheel drive. The extended range for the all-wheel is 270. So you got to ask yourself, how many miles, you know, do you go per day? You plug it in, and you go. And do you want, here's a question for each and every one of you here in Auto World. Here's the phone number. I want to ask you a question and call and answer. please, 855-660-4261. Or my email, autoworldradio, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. This Mach-E Mustang, do you want noise in that electric car? Or do you not want noise in that electric car? Do you want a button that you can push to make it sound like the gas-powered, burning, hydrocarboned, black tarred, whatever we can call that's coming out of the exhaust, which is a lot of stuff? Do you want that sound? Do you want to push that button and say, hey, I'll take it, give me the sound? A lot of you have talked to me about this through email, that is the electric car is too quiet and that we can't hear them. Well, in the wintertime, do we have our heaters on and do we have our windows up? Yes, we do. And do you have your stereo on? Do you have the radio on listening to me, Mark Evans, on Auto World maybe? Does it matter if you have that noise on that Mustang coming at you or behind you or in front of you? Does it matter? There's a question for you. And I'm going to give you your homework right here, right now. See, the first hour of Auto World and the second hour, they didn't have homework. But the third hour, folks, you got homework to do. And if you're listening the first and second hour, listeners, good to have you along the third hour. But here's your homework. You got a heater on in your car, don't you? Because we're in the W word, winter, now. And you want heat. So when you start your car up, and all of us have climate controls in our cars now, you just push the button to the digital number that you like, the temperature, 75, 76, whatever it might be, and off that heater goes, but you don't really see any heat until when? Until the motor warms up. What's the engine doing warming it up? What's it warming up? Antifreeze in the radiator. And also the heater core. The heater core's got antifreeze in it, circling through the engine and through the radiator, or better known as a radiator. So, question of the week. Maybe you folks with those EV electric cars already know this answer. Well, the people that have gas or diesel that know the word antifreeze, because they had to have it checked before the winter to make sure it was minus 25. How do the electric EV cars give you heat? There's no antifreeze in them. A little homework. I always like giving you something to do for next week. We're going to come back after this short break. I'm going to spell the M&Ms all over the place. Oh, those are good. Candy M&Ms. The green ones are the best. I'm Mark Evans. This is Auto World. I've been driving all night, my
hands wet on the wheel. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress returns from Thanksgiving break tomorrow with the task of passing another round of coronavirus stimulus front and center. House Democrats are trying to push through a $2 trillion plan, while Senate Republicans are pushing a $500 billion bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they need to get some form of aid passed. Representative French Hill says a bill should have already gone through. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that one of the most important things Congress can do right now is let state governors spend the money they've already been given through the CARES Act.
And we need to get this done. We need to extend the Paycheck Protection Program for our small businesses. We need to give our governors flexibility to spend the CARES Act money that they have And that's critical because that date ends 12/31 of this year.
Congressional leaders will also need to agree on a spending bill to fund the government by December 11th. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever had the driver's door handle not open, the driver's door, and it's wintertime and all the windows are up and they're power and you can't get in and you gotta go around the passenger side and climb all the way through? And if it's most of our cars are automatics, not manual anymore, but you still got the column floor shifter in the way, and you're climbing over that thing and you're climbing in the cockpit finally, and you want to open the door. And then I can get out, sure. And you grab the door handle, you can't get out. Oh, I hate it when that happens. Call a mechanic. Again, a shout out to all the mechanics, technicians, and I hope you, as one of our great charter members of Auto World, have a good mechanic. Please, interview them. Go to their shops. Look for the little blue star, ASE certified. See what divisions they're certified in and make sure that they're good to go for you. It might take 3 mechanics, folks, to keep your car going correctly. Now we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the green car of the year. But right now, I got a little trivia for you. This is something that a lot of you already have on your car. In 1995, yes, not too far back, 1995, Siemens Corporation develops the SideMinder, an inexpensive infrared transmitter detector and microprocessor that monitors a car's blind spot. That happened back in 1995. So, how many of you are driving a car right now that has a beeper that goes off if somebody gets in your blind spot? Or how many of you, like the Cadillacs of today, vibrate the driver's seat butt cushion? And a lot of them vibrate the seat butt cushion. I like to say that. The butt cushion that you're sitting on? It vibrates on the right side. Right cheek vibration, left cheek vibration. Oh, my gosh, it's called a massage chair. Oh, the Cadillac, you did it again. I don't need to go to the massage person anymore. I just sit in a Cadillac. No. The Siemens Corporation invented this microprocessor that lets you know that somebody's on your right side, on the blind spot. What do we do with that? We salute them and applaud them. because it keeps you from not getting hit. See, the auto body accidents have gone down quite a bit here lately in the last 5 years. Why? Because of all this technology that's come into the car. I love going to SEMA in Las Vegas. That will be back one day to the SEMA show. S-E-M-A. I can spell it right. It's everything like Auto World, everything automotive. Now it's time. I want to find out right now. I want to share it with you. What happened on this day in automotive history? Well, in 1895, folks, Chicago hosts the first U.S. United States automobile race. Yes, it was July 10th. Earlier that year, that the Chicago Times-Herald announced it would host the race and offer a winning prize of $5,000 back in 1895. Now, that's roughly estimated, I'm going to say, what, $200,000 today? Astonishingly, the newspaper received 83 entries back in 1895. 83 race teams entered on the big day. When the big day came, only six vehicles managed to pull up to the starting line, though. The course was originally to take vehicles from Chicago to Milwaukee, but the bad weather altered the route. The final course looped 54 miles from near the current Museum of Science and Industry up to the Evanston, Illinois, and back. Many of the automobiles scheduled to race were either incomplete or damaged from the route event. A bitter storm passed through the area before the Thanksgiving Day race, leaving the roads covered with up to 24 inches of fresh snow. The race commenced with temperatures hovering around 30 degrees. Unfortunately, none of the cars were equipped with cup holders, so the drivers, well, they couldn't stop and put Starbucks in their cups. Ha, ha, ha. Just joking, of course. Back in 1895, the vehicles on the grid were electric. What? Yes. Two were electric, and four were gas-powered, including a Benz imported by Mueller & Company. The Durau motor wagon, these two vehicles would be the only ones to finish, only two. Well, who won? Average, listen to this, back in this day, in 1895, 7 miles an hour when they crossed the finish line. Total time, it took them 7 hours and 53 minutes. The Durau took home the prize money, $5,000, back in 1895. Well, that offered them a lot of money to build their car. And they started building that car. I have a picture of the newspaper in my little museum of 1895, Chicago Times Herald race. Unbelievable that how far we have all come when it comes to automobile parts, pieces, driving, experiences, etc. I mean, it's unbelievable. 7 miles an hour across the finish line. Would you race for $5,000? Well, today's equivalent would be $200,000. I'm raising my hand. Everybody in the first row is raising their hand. Yes, we'll take it. We'll take it. How fast would we cross that finish line? Well, it usually happens in May, doesn't it? The Indianapolis 500. They cross that finish line. A lot more than 7 miles an hour. What's that all have to do with anything, Mark? Well, what it has to do is, in fact, safety, technology, braking, cornering, everything and anything. Like they say, race on Sunday and sell on Monday. Yes, if that car is doing good, even at 7 miles an hour, going across the finish line, I'm sure that that helped them build that car correctly and say, ooh, this thing was overheating at 7 miles an hour. And with that said, when you're overheating a car, a diesel, gas powered, you know, hydrogen, electric, whatever, can you actually even overheat an electric EV car? Huh? EV stands for electric vehicle. And my question goes out to each and every one of you for your homework. Gas and diesel vehicles in the winter heat you by what? Way? Antifreeze going through the radiator and the heater core. Circulating, the motor warms up the coolant, of course, circulates through the heater core. You got a blower fan that blows the air through that hot heater core, it's called, and it gives you hot air. How does an electric car heat you? There's no antifreeze. I'm talking 100% EV car now. Oh, yeah. Let's go to the email bag. I got a lot of emails, and I haven't been getting to them. We got to get to one. Let's go right now to the email bag here on the Auto World. Pull one out. I love digging in. I print them out during the week. the email address. I got one there. Okay. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Always good to go. Throughout the week, something comes to you, breakage, something that you want to scream at me about, do. Please. I need to know how to fix it. If I don't know the good, don't know the bad, and I can't fix it, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Of course, my phone number here at AutoWorld since 1992, fresh right now, 855-660-4261. Now, let's go to this email. Hey, Mark, great show. Thank you. JC down here in Texas. Hey, Texas. Let's get to my affiliate list. Texas. Okay, Texas. Hey, shout out. Shout out to KEYS 1440 AM, Corpus Christi, Portland, Mathis, Alice, Texas, and each and every little town that I didn't mention, welcome. And to the ones, of course, I mentioned, see, you all get a horn honk. We'll share with you one day where that horn honk is coming from, what kind of car. Ooh, that could be a good trivia question. Volkswagen, maybe? Subaru? I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to the email, Mark. Okay, shout out to KEYS, one of our great affiliates down in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Mark, great show. Thank you. JC, down here in Texas, happy holidays to you. Well, thank you, JC. Says, I have a quick question on my new Dodge 2500 Dodge Ram pickup. Bought it new. Keeps showing a transmission leak on the passenger side. I took it to my mechanic. We're going to have to go back to the mechanic after the break, and we're going to find out more about JC's problem with his, well, they're called Rams now, not Dodges, but we're going to make it happen. And also that Auto World little car fact. Get some more popcorn in that bag of yours, and let's have some fun. We'll be right back.
Who's going to tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you along, folks. Good to have you along. I'm glad you could join me this week here in the Greasy Garage Studio, broadcasting from the Outer World Plaza, of course, here on the Genesis Communications Network, syndicated network. Very proud to be a syndicated show. Very proud for you to make me a syndicated show, Auto World, being able to get on the radio waves, the internet, of course, a little housekeeping. If you ever want to go back and listen to Auto World, you can. Because I like to have each and every hour different, and there's information in there that will help you keep that green goody stuff we call money in the back pocket, so you don't never have to pull the plastic out either. You know, save money, so you save your money to be able to maybe add a Christmas or a birthday gift to yourself for your car. Maybe a WeatherTech floor mat, WeatherTech cell phone holder, you know. There's a lot of gifts that you can save. Save your money, and that's why I'm here to help you save your money. And housekeeping, you can always go back to Auto World, Google, Auto World Podcast. Google it, please. Auto World Podcast. I'm on the very top. You don't even have to hunt. And when you do that, you can listen to each and every episode, and you'll probably find a little picture of me there. General Motor George, he's in charge of doing all that, and you do a good job, General Motor George, and putting a picture of me up there. To share with people. I'm not hiding by any means, and that's what it's all about. We're here to consult you with your car problems, needs, and or wants, why the dog next door is barking all the time. How I have fixed that in the past, I don't have a dog barking, next to me anymore, but I usually just start up the hot rod and let those cherry bombs, which is exhaust muffler glass packs that are really loud, I just rev it up. You don't hear the dog barking then. And the neighbor says, turn that car off, turn that car off. And I yell out, what? Turn that dog off, turn that dog off. Anyway, let's get back to that email. JC is listening to us down in Texas. A shout out. Yes, absolutely. A shout out to KEYS 1440 AM. Thank you for taking Auto World. Appreciate it. This is the reason why I can help JC. Skip. There's that horn. Thank you. Got to always honk and do a shout out to each and every affiliate. JC here has a Ram pickup. He has Dodge in here, but it's a Ram. Today they call it a Ram. He's got a brand new Ram, a 2500. And he says he took it to a mechanic. He's got a leak. I'll just back up the bus here. Beep, beep, beep. And read the email again. He says, my new Dodge 2500 Ram pickup. Bought it new, keeps showing a transmission leak on the passenger side. I took it to the mechanic, and they said that there's no leaks are visible, and the transmission pan and seals are fine. Okay. He said, I checked my transmission fluid, Mark, and it is low. I went to the dealer to buy the right transmission fluid as you recommend. Thank you, JC. And installed almost a quart. What do you think is going on? And what should be my next step? Thanks for being here. I'm going to call you the radio mechanic, JC, down in Texas. Well, thank you, JC. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's what I feel like as a mechanic on the radio. That's, like I said, a wrench in one hand, a microphone on the weekends. Now, JC, this is, and by the way, for you folks, this, now, JC, you just said new. You said new. So I'm going with the 2020 model, okay? I'm talking new because we are living in the 2020 year. What's going on, JC? You have just solved a lot of the people's problem with their brand new Ram 2500 pickup. The Ram 2500, folks, and the 3500. So you got the 2500, which is classified as a 3/4 ton, and you got the 3500 Ram, which is classified as a 1 ton. Only those two models, JC, will literally puke. That's the best word, puke transmission fluid out the dipstick tube. Why and when? It does it when it gets hot. So, JC, this is a little test for you on your brand new Ram. The transmission gets hot. Now, I'm not talking over boiling, overheating, over towing, but I'm just talking if you wanted to purposely see if I am right, and please do, and please let me know if I'm right through email. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, or call us direct here, JC, 855-660-4261. Let me know, and I'm going to share if I am right or wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, period. But if you hook up a trailer to your, hook up somebody's trailer, if you don't have any kind of toy or anything at all, usually all of us that have these type of trucks have, we're in construction or we're in the service industry, we're towing a trailer of some sort. Hook up your trailer, JC. Get the motor up to operating temperatures. Hook the trailer up and purposely go out on the freeway and smash that go pedal for me. On the on-ramp, smash it. Put the accelerator pedal, the go pedal, the giddy-up pedal, whatever you want to call it, the one, you know, underneath your right foot, smash it down to the metal, to the floor. Let off. Smash it again. Get that transmission to shift up, to shift down. Shift up, to shift down. And by the way, before you drive away, you don't have any puddle underneath it and it's dry, meaning it's not leaking. But when you come back on your little test drive we're doing, I'm with you right now. It's called a radio road test. That's what we're going to call it. A radio road test in JC's 2500 Ram pickup right here, right now. He's going to do it after the show, of course, but we're going to get on the freeway with him. We're going to smash it down and get that truck to shift up, shift down, shift up. What you're doing is basically making and asking the transmission to work a little overtime there, not being mellow with the go pedal, the giddy-up pedal. What's going to happen, JC, you're going to all of a sudden not see it because you're inside the cabin. Very nice truck, by the way. I love that big screen you got in the center. It almost looks like a Tesla, but it's not. While you're driving it, JC, you're going to maybe even smell a little tranny fluid, because by doing the go on, off, go on, off, sounds like a song. Anyway, it's going to puke that tranny fluid up out of that dipstick tube, and it's going to drain down that dipstick tube and from maybe even splash on the side of the transmission and hit exhaust pipes, and you might start smelling it. Just do about a mile, 2 mile trip like that, JC. Come back to your house, get underneath on the passenger side where the dippy sticky tube is, and you'll probably see this sucker dripping tranny fluid red on the ground. That's what's wrong. You have to overwork the transmission, and I hate to tell you this, but it's the truth. JC, you got a recall on that. That's one thing that I've had to tell a lot of my customers, clients, and friends, if they have those. It's 2020 model, I do know, but I hate to tell you, but there is a recall on that. They keep puking tranny fluid up out the dipstick tube, only if you're making them overwork, getting them a little bit warmer than normal, and then they puke. The pressure gets too high and it pukes. And yes, Ram / Chrysler Dodge has a problem, and they have a recall on that. They will fix it for you for quite a bit of money, JC. Let me spell it out: F-R-E-E, free, no cost. Now with recalls though, you might have to wait a little bit, because there's quite a few of those 2020 Rams in the parking lot that's been sold, and they're out there on the road, and we just woke them up. We woke all those rams up, JC, because of you listening to me here on Auto World down in Texas. And I want to thank you. I salute you, JC, for doing that. Truthfully, you have just helped a ton of people using my microphone. And I hope I've helped too. Definitely. That's how you do it, folks. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com each and every day that you have a car question or a problem. Go for it. Okay? Just do it. Do it. Now, we're getting short on time, so the garage door, you know, it for some reason here at the Greasy Garage Studio starts to roll down, and it's not yet, but it's starting to, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I didn't even get to the Auto World Little Car Fact. We'll get that to you next week. And also, talking about garage doors, I want to do a little challenge here. I want you to send me an email to me here on autoworldradio@yahoo.com, folks, if you've ever had an experience running into a garage door. And then next week I will share with you my experience. And Axelrod Alex has had an experience. We're going to share his. Surprise, Alex. Anyway, hey, I want to thank everybody here. Auto World that makes this happen each and every week. Of course, Axelrod Alex, the gentleman with the garage door story next week. General Motor George, my chief engineer who keeps me wired. Howdy, Adam. Always out taking care of my affiliates. Lug Nutley, program director and marketing manager. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My personal chauffeur, of course, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. The loudmouth janitor, Jay. Loudmouth Jay. Jay, you're doing a good job. Oh, yeah. Who keeps my seat cushion warm? Seat cushion Susie. Of course, oh, yeah, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? Willie, you're doing a good job. PR director, Bobby Besser. Thank you, all of you. Drive safe. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.